be the practice of artists learning together in schools, forming groups and movements, and more recently, working in collectives. What fired my enthusiasm for mail art back in the early 1980s was the peculiar idea of people working in physical isolation, giving, receiving, bouncing ideas of artists they never meet. They never meet. They never meet. Find the interplay between distant networkers the most fascinating aspect of mail art. It is, after all, an aspect which anticipated working patterns made possible by new technology. It is, after all, an aspect which anticipated working patterns made possible by new technology. Not only is the solitude of male artists uncelebrated, unexplored, and undocumented, there is also an historicist assumption that the personal physical contact is the natural or logical development for male art. Is the natural or logical development for male art? Outwardly and outwardly mobile, mail art has become the letter of introduction and the passport to something else. I don't like the something else. Join with me, the eclectic hermit, and investigate the physical isolation and conceptual affiliation that is mail art. I do not want to meet you.